News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Cindy Morrell, the Director of Servicing and Events with the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. It is Hospitality and Tourism Week, and every year the CVB has things where the public is invited to participate. And Cindy, if you want to run down the list of what's going on.
Sure. Coming up this week on Friday, May 6th, we're doing a community celebration out at Wolfpin Creek. And it's going to be at the amphitheater this year, and we've partnered with College Station Parks and Rec to do a movies in the park afterwards. So this is really an opportunity for the community to get out and see what tourism does here in Bryan College Station. And we've got some great people that have partnered with us and some great sponsors that you can definitely come and check out at the event. We have Grand Station, Aggieland War Games, Ground Shuttle, the Hilton will be there, and Pebble Creek Country Club as well. So lots of giveaways, a free event to attend, and it'll be from 6 to 8 on Friday.
And the only other thing I think I need to have you bring up, do you know what the movie is?
The movie is going to be Seabiscuit. And we, since this weekend is Kentucky Derby, we have themed the whole event Kentucky Derby. So the movie in the park will be Seabiscuit following community celebration.
And there is more after that.
Yes. The next week we are running a social media contest via our Facebook and Twitter. We also have a new Snapchat account. So we're using the hashtag CelebrateBCS. And so make sure you're following us at Visit Aggieland on Twitter. And each day there will be some kind of contest, and then there will be a grand prize giveaway that's been donated by our sponsors for the day.
Visiting with Cindy Morrell, the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, what else is the CVB doing for hospitality and tourism events this month?
Sure. So we will be doing a media awareness event to kind of give the media the third week of May some information on tourism facts and how tourism impacts Bryan College Station. And tourism in our community supports over 6,000 jobs here in Bryan College Station, and it's over $45.8 million in state and local tax revenue. So it does have a really big impact on the local community here in Bryan College Station, and we just want to make sure that everyone is aware of that. So we'll be educating the media and kind of celebrating the media and thanking them for partnering with us the third week of May.
Is there anything else that we need to bring up regarding travel and tourism?
We will have one more event the final week of May. On May 25th, we'll be doing our hospitality celebration, and that's the luncheon that we're doing at the Hilton this year, and it's an opportunity for us to really celebrate people in Bryan College Station that help to bring tourism to the area or that help support tourism while visitors are here. So we'll be giving out some pineapple awards that day to really thank some local people in our community that support tourism in Bryan College Station.
Is that an event where folks can come?
Yes, so tickets are $20 for that event, and they can be purchased by calling our office, 979-260-9898. And there's more information about that event and all of the events on our social media and on our website, visitaggieland.com.
And I'm glad you brought the website. I always like to finish visiting with all of y'all from the CVB that visitaggieland.com is a wealth of information.
Yes, there's information about all of our tourism events on visitaggieland.com, and then there is also information just about upcoming local events in our community, a great place if you're looking for a restaurant or something to do for the weekend.
As well as be able to submit events if you're an event organizer.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks again to Cindy Morrell, the Director of Servicing and Events with the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, for the visit on News Talk 1620 WTAW.